You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush and Ben Taylor.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. Happy Wednesday. It's episode 249 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben, and we are going to have so much fun.
Oh, it's camo day today. Look at that.
Camo. We're going to be a little bit sad to start off with when we get to our story, and then we're going to have fun after that. So tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Guys, World Cup, are you betting on it?
Nope.
Have you got a place to bet on it? I got you a place to bet on it. It's at Bet Online. They also got football, basketball every single day, every single league basically for basketball. Tons of stuff you can bet on, tons of lines, a lot of fun. Even have an online casino. Use coupon code BLEAVE, get a 50% welcome bonus. Stack them and rack them and let's go. Go win. Go have a good weekend. Go have a good week. Let's get rich. Bet Online is where the game starts. So with all the highs that we were on last show, we were talking about the hole-in-one, having a lot of fun. It came pretty much crashing down. It may have been while we were recording or shortly after. We got the news. Everybody gets the news that Tiger has withdrawn from the Hero World Challenge we had pumped it up for a while. We were going to get to see Tiger three times in December, and now maybe several of it's a lot. Maybe all three are up in the air. I think
he's definitely playing in the PNC with Charlie. I don't think that's a question.
The match is definitely up in the air. Hero's out completely. So we went from three events in 1 month to, you know, I still think it could, if he's suffering from plantar fasciitis, which I don't know a ton about. Basically I've heard it's kind of like carpal tunnel, but for your like heels and arches in your feet, like they kind of got to go in and do a little, I mean, if you can do like a surgery to have like immediate relief, but a lot of it's just like time off of it. You just strained it. It's inflammation and whatnot. I'm not a doctor, but, I know it can be debilitating. So, I don't know, Bim. It's not good. Not good.
So I got a buddy that play golf with, who's one of the regulars. You have not played with him. He's the one. You're the fourth when he sits out. So you're probably never going to play with him.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So I'm him, basically.
Yeah,
I'm on deck him.
You're him at about 30 years younger. How about that?
What about handsome? What about more handsome?
Oh, yeah, you're definitely better looking than this dude.
Okay, good.
There's no doubt whatsoever. You definitely dress a hell of a lot better than him. Now, this is a guy I've told you about, though, that will wear, like, cargo shorts out there and post, like, a 71 on you. Like,
that's frustrating.
Like, yeah, he's not the guy. He's the guy that when you see him at the course, you're sitting there going,
I would rather have plantar fasciitis.
I got this guy. And then he just runs all kinds of birdies in on you. He has this disease or affliction or whatever you want to call it, because
I don't think it's a disease.
Unless you do the surgery, you can't get rid of it. Like, you
itis is just inflammation.
You're more susceptible to get it down the road. Like, it can just flare up. It's like, what is that? I don't have it. That gout, where everybody says, oh, my gout's flaring up. Like, that's the same type deal. It can just flare up on you. And so he's got it. And Tiger, take the cart, man, because Wes still plays with us. Like, he still walks 18. Like, he walks too.
He's
not a rider.
You could have three cart events. Like, why?
And that's the thing. Take the cart, because it only hurts you when you're like walking. Like he said, his quote was, I can hit any shot you want right now. I just can't walk.
Because it's like the flexing and the retraction of the foot. Yeah. It's not standing there and just swinging.
And here's the thing that's confusing about it, because Wes was telling me about it, is it scares people when they first get it, because it hurts everywhere from your Achilles all the way down through the arch. So a lot of people think they pull their Achilles or they've stretched their Achilles, and that's not necessarily it. It could be that plantar fasciitis or whatever. So
plantar fasciitis.
So
sucks, man.
You can take a cart, man. What are you doing? Like, you said, I can hit any shot. I just can't walk the course. Well, then don't walk it. Get in the car. Because Wes will. He's told us. Wes has told us. Doesn't hurt us when he's swinging. Doesn't hurt us when he's putting. It just hurts when he's walking from shot to shot. That's the only. And it. But he limps really bad. It looks really bad when he's doing it.
I just thought about this. Does taking the cart, would that affect world ranking points?
I don't know. Maybe it does. Is that why he's not doing it? Well, you know what affects world ranking points? He's not effing playing. So
yeah, but like I wonder about that. I want like this is a completely like I called it a slapdick celebration thing.
Like it would be way unfair. I feel like if you get world ranking points and you get to get in the cart, don't you?
Not if you're injured.
In a cart? And you're getting world ranking points?
Yeah, but the other guys are healthy. He's injured, though.
But you're getting world ranking points.
But it's you're also getting a little assist. I mean, there's a reason that, yeah, I think that's fine.
Ben, no. Uh-uh. You can't give that advantage. I mean, I know you're injured, but, like, that is a huge advantage. That is a huge advantage to just – you just
– Well, apparently not because he's not doing it.
I don't know why. I think he's afraid he's not going to play good, so he don't want to do it. Even if he can ride
apparently he can't hit every shot that he thinks he can, right?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man, it can't be that bad. It's your celebration. Just go celebrate and have fun.
No, because that's the thing is Wes is Tiger's what 46 now? I'm 45. He's 46 or 47. He's like a year and a half older than me.
He's touching 50.
I think he just turned 47. I think that's what he just turned. I think he's like, I think he had like a December birthday.
46.
So he's about to turn 47 in December.
Yeah.
And so, Wes is older than that and he can walk 18. Like, come on, man.
How about this quote? Tiger doesn't have much left in his leg to compete. That just came out 2 hours ago. I guess they're talking about.
Well, it's his feet that are affected.
He said it too. Fasciitis. He said it. I don't have much in my I don't have much left in this leg. Wow.
Now I will say, I wonder if the plantar fasciitis is the leg that is the foot on the leg that's bothering him. That could make a huge difference. I mean,
it eventually affects all of it.
Yeah. So
especially if you're walking on it a lot, that's
Listen, Tiger, go to that thing at Walmart that you can stand on that can give you the inserts to put in your shoes and type in your thing, let it measure your feet or whatever. Get your inserts and go out there and play.
No, you got to go to my mom's running shoe store. That's what you got to do. Running Wild Fairhope. Don't go to Walmart. Go to Running Wild in Fairhope, Alabama and she will hook you up with an insult that will rock your world.
That's the first time we've done a selfless plug. By the way, while you're at it, if you're looking for a home loan, Lori will be more than happy to take care of you. You got to give us a call.
DM us for details.
DM us for details on some of the rates.
Hey, it was relevant. It was relevant. You're trying to send Tiger to Walmart.
There's no chance I'm letting you get free money out of this and me not grab some.
Oh, man. That's a bummer. That's definitely a bummer. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I bet he doesn't play in the match.
It wouldn't shock me. I say he plays in the PNC, but it wouldn't shock me if he doesn't play in the match. Now, I will say this. Man, the TV places are pissed about this weekend.
Gotta be.
Because
you sold it, man. You sold all those ads.
You sold it. You've got football Saturday.
Nobody's going to watch this thing.
Taking place. So everybody's going to be watching football on Saturday. They were depending on golf for Friday and Sunday coverage.
And it's conference championships in football. Nobody will watch this thing.
Nope. You won't get a viewer.
Everybody have more viewers watching live. There'll be the live tour on YouTube will have higher views, I think, than this weekend, unless somebody does something stupid that they can catch.
Yeah, they're absolutely pissed right now.
They got to be. Imagine you're that sales guy and like you went out there and made a bunch of promises and you closed.
Oh, no. They put that stuff. If they went in and closed the deal and got the signature, I can tell you right now the way those contracts work, the clients are pissed because they ain't giving them their money back.
No. Sorry.
Like that's part of
it. You roll the dice.
I'm sorry. That's
that is what they said. They said you get, but this is different though because the field is like set. It's not like when you go sell it, you're like, hey, here's 150 golfers that could be there. They could be there for this. No, this is like, here's 20 golfers that will be there.
Yeah.
He falls out. That sucks so bad. If you're like, Buick or something, and you're like, it's time. Tiger's gonna play. We're about to load up. And then,
hey, listen,
beep, boop, out.
You're in sales, and I'm in sales. Think about the sales guys that, as soon as it became official that he announced, that were calling that night, and they were like, "Hey, it's official. I need to go ahead. I need you to get that contract in tomorrow." And then this news happened today, and they were like, "That client's probably like that son of a, like they're gonna be so mad that they signed that deal." So I. But that's part of it. I hate it because I was really looking forward to it because I told you, don't really have an NFL team that I'm pulling for right now at all. So I was planning on watching conference championship stuff on Saturday and then basically just hanging out by the TV all day Friday because we're going to the lake with a family to do the Thanksgiving thing and none of them like me. So I'm basically going to have to sit and watch TV by myself. So I was going to watch golf all weekend on top of football. And now – I'll still watch some of it, but I'm not near as excited as I was 24 hours ago.
Sure. No, I get it. I get it. Let me tell you what I am excited of about every single, like there's no excitement that goes down. And that's when I think about any of the stuff at Swannies.com. I just stay excited.
Or holes in one.
Swannies.co. Swannies.co. .com. Use coupon code DadBodGolfPod-25. Take 25% off every single order ever. They got four brand new hoodies out, four new colors of hoodies out. They just dropped. They're spectacular. You got to go check them out. They got tons of new quarter zips, stuff getting you ready for winter, colder weather, and you look good too when you're doing it. It's not like goofy, bland, Adam Scott type winter clothes. It looks good.
Did you post our video of our Swannies videos? Did you post those or no?
They're supposed to post them. I don't even know if they did or not. So
I don't know if they did or not either. I will say this. When the video goes up, either on Swannies.co or the Swannies Instagram page.
We could do it on our own.
Yeah, if Kyle and I put it up. The thing that I got, I make fun of Adam Scott, but that's what they sent me in my body. It was a surprise box. I'm not giving a whole lot away, but it was the cream-colored stuff.
Yeah.
I have been.
Ben loves cream.
Yes, I do. I have been complimented every time I wear that, like with the shirt, because I told you the shirt design matches the inside collar of design of the pullover. So you got to coordinate. You got to make yourself look good and you got to coordinate. And so I've worn that to work a few times and they're like, that's really nice. Where'd you get that? I'm like, Swannies.co. Use coupon code.
Exactly. Save big. It's 25% off forever. All right. Let's have some fun.
Yep.
The scenario time. And we got
three good ones. I think we're going to have a lot of fun with it. So, Ben, you said you had a secret one. Do you want to lead off of that or do you want to end with that? Like, what do you want to do with that one?
No, I won't end with it because it's definitely not a finale one. I think you got a good finale one. Where it includes us basically either going to jail, getting beat up or something. So we'll talk about that here momentarily. This one is... For all of you Auburn people that listen to us, there's no secret about it. We've talked about me and Kyle and Nate being in Auburn, playing in Auburn courses, blah, blah, blah. There has been a lot of controversy and drama going on around our athletic department and our football program. So,
talking about at Auburn?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And so my scenario that I have for you, because you're also involved with that, we'll do a little crossover pod promotion here.
Okay.
You do some stuff with Locked On Auburn with Zach. Yeah. Sure. And so you have to discuss this from time to time. I don't. I'm just doing the golf stuff, and then I do a news show where we talk about everything, and I have to make sure I don't pick a side because that's bullshit, but whatever. This is your scenario for you, Kyle. I'm not picking on this
one. I'm scared right now.
No. It's easy. A drama-free athletic program. I mean, throughout the program. Football, basketball, baseball, gymnastics, volleyball, whatever.
Yeah.
Or you never shoot over 80 again.
What? Okay. So if I take...
Do you go with heart, with your allegiance to your school, where you have a drama-free program for the rest of your entire life that you live, like you don't
have
to worry?
Do we win, though?
It's drama-free, so I don't know. You may win in some years. You may not win some. I think the losing causes drama, so I would assume you're probably a winner.
Okay.
But I mean, drama-free athletic program, or you think about this not with your heart and with your, you know, you being an alum and you loving the university, but personally, you never shoot over 80 again. It's 79 or better every single time you step on the course.
Wow. Wow. Okay. So here's what
I like in football. I like cheat. I like cheating. I like winning. And I like being on the edge of your seat thinking you're going to go get on probation or whatever. I love coaching searches. I love recruiting. I love it all. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to go give me, let's shoot. Let's break 80 every time we play.
Oh, you are
going to. I want what we have. I love what we have. I love drama. I actually adore drama. It's so much fun to talk about. So yeah, I want to cheat to the point of we're going to be on the edge, like on the edge of like the death penalty all the time. Win a ton of games. Everybody hates us. Love it. That's what I want.
I so got the answer that I wanted. That's exactly,
what I
asked it, I was like, I'm going to be so pissed if he says he never want to shoot 80 again. No. I was going to be so mad.
Bring all the drama.
Honestly, if I had to answer, I'd be the same way. And the reason is my real job, I love when people call and they get pissed at us. And I'm not even doing anything. All I'm doing is reporting the news. And they just get all over us.
Ben, I might take the drama and shoot over 80. I love it. It's so much fun.
You love the chaos?
Oh, there is nothing better than a coaching search. I mean, maybe a championship, but coaching
that turned search. That turned out way better than I thought it would.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe we should have saved it to the end. That really turned out way better than I thought it would. That's fantastic. Yeah, I'm with you. If I had to answer, I'm totally with you.
If there's no drama, you don't have a job. Nobody's going to listen to the radio if there's no drama.
I got to start digging up stuff on local politicians that are cheating people out of money. I mean, I'd rather do this than that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is much more. I mean, when you can talk about football programs and what goes on, I mean, dating back to the SMU days, I mean, of them getting, you know, Trans Ams outside the trailers and all that kind of, are you kidding me? That stuff's fantastic. They don't do 30 for 30s on guys that don't shoot over 80. You know what I mean?
Nope.
They do 30 for 30s on the guys that melt down a program.
Let me tell you what, if it's not dramatic, you're not trying. How about that?
Right. You're not trying. You don't want to. You're probably going to be boring. You're Iowa is what it is.
Yeah.
There's never been drama at Iowa, I don't think, ever.
You know what? You're Liberty, and that is why Hugh Freeze left.
I don't know. Liberty's had quite a bit of drama.
I will say that. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of like long tenured, boring coaches. Iowa's the only one I can.
Oh my gosh. At one point in time, it was Frank Osborne up at Nebraska. That was the most boring program known to man.
That's miserable.
They were in the top 10 every year and nothing ever happened. Nobody got drunk. Nobody ever got high.
Even play golf.
I love it. I love it.
All right.
That's fantastic.
So here's my question. It's similar. Okay. It's similar and it's recent. Recency bias. All right, take your favorite team that you can think of. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a college football team. It could be a soccer team, World Cup flavor.
Right.
Okay. Would you rather watch your team win a championship or hit a hole in one? Would you rather watch your team hit a hole or watch your team win a championship? Your favorite team, any sport. It could be Team USA softball. I don't know. I don't care. Whatever your favorite team is, it could be Yale rowing. Yale crew is what it could be. Whatever it is, they win a championship. Or you can hit a hole in one.
Okay, I got it. This is going to disappoint you. It is not the hole in one. It's the team. And here's the team. You ready for this? It is not the Auburn Tigers.
Oh, man.
I will say, last year, not this past season, but the last year when Atlanta won the World Series, I could go without a hole in one the rest of my life knowing that I got to see two World Series championships out of the Braves, or even this most recent World Series championship out of the Braves, because they weren't supposed to win it. I mean, they were doing terrible at the break. They came out of the break and got caught fire, did it without Ronald Acuna, and had certain people step up and – I will say that, yes, watching that and being able to sit through it and watch the Braves every night and watch them win it, I don't have to have a hole in one. I would totally watch the Braves win a championship. And I'd do it again. I would totally do it again if they did it again this next year and then won a championship. You know, or the other favorites. I mean, we've talked about Auburn's the obvious just because I'm an Auburn fan. I mean, you see what's behind me. But, I mean, you also see the Braves jersey, the Murphy jersey behind me. I mean, right. To watch the Braves win a championship, yeah, I could do without a hole-in-one to get that championship. I love it.
Wow.
Or you ready for this? Because I don't know that they've ever won a state title. I'd say my alma mater, just Red Level High School down in South Alabama in Covington County, to see them win a state championship. I could go without a hole-in-one to see those guys do that.
Wow.
Because I don't know that they've ever won one.
I don't know. Have they ever even been to the playoffs? I mean, that's a question.
Yeah,
we
went to the playoffs when I was playing.
Yeah. This one's tough. I made
this one up, and I don't even really know what my answer is going
to
be yet.
Oh, see, because... now you're getting to thinking because you're thinking like me. You're like, oh, I mean, my old high school, my old – I don't know.
Because we didn't really put stipulations on it. So, like, the hole-in-one doesn't mean – we didn't necessarily say if you get a hole-in-one, your team's never going to win a championship. It's just right. Like, if you could pick right now, which one would you take? A hole-in-one. Mm-hmm. And it sucks for me because it's a little bit recency bias. So, I'm like, yeah, I want another one right now over a championship. I'm going to go championship. I'm going to go with a championship. See? But I don't know if that question would be the same had I not just hit one on Tuesday. So
see, but I have it, and it is for me. It'd be the same because right now, as much as I love Auburn football, I love something like Auburn baseball more. If I knew Auburn baseball could win a College World Series this spring, but it would come at the expense of me not hitting a hole in one ever, I would take that College World Series championship over that. So
yeah okay, I'm taking the championship.
I really wonder how many people are going to disagree with us on this, because we get our regulars that comment and they're like,
what would you pick?
I'd take a hole in one in a heartbeat. You guys are dumb.
I'm taking the championship too as well. So before we do this last one, if in golf you could just win a bunch of championships, you could win your club championship. You need a good rangefinder, and there is no better rangefinder than Blue Tees. Use coupon code DABBOD, take 10% off, already incredible savings, and get you a good rangefinder with all the great features of the top dollar ones: the toggle on and off slope, the magnet, the buzz lock on, the infrared screen, infrared display. It's not gaudy. It's not big. It's like a perfect size, great carrying case. Can't beat it. Can't beat it. Love mine. And it comes with two extra batteries. I got to actually change mine. I got to go find my box.
Yeah, which Kyle didn't carry his with him, for Pete's sakes. Yeah, of course, I didn't either, because Kyle said, hey, have you got one of the batteries? I was like, no, they're sitting on – here, you want to know where the batteries were? There you go, right there, sitting on the desk right here.
There you go. So I gotta change my battery. But, you need one. Everybody needs to get one. Get you that Bluetooth speaker too. Blue Tees is where rangefinders start. All right. So this last one's kind of funny. I was like, I got to come up with something that has to do with getting kicked in the nuts. And it's because I recently got kicked in the nuts on accident by my son. He didn't really kick me in the nuts. He jumped off of a high object directly onto him, and it was a terrible, terrible pain. So I was like, all right, you're going to stand on the tee box on number one, and you're going to get rocked, okay, right between the legs. I'm going to
stand there, and I'm going to tell Kyle, all right, today's the day. Let me have it.
You're not going to die. You're not. There's no internal bleeding, but you could throw up. Like, it could be that bad. Like, it's one of those good ones. Like, gets up in there, okay? You get rocked in the junk, but something – like, you get to – declare, you don't have to declare it, but something, whatever you want, can happen during the round. That's not like I'm going to birdie every hole, or it's like I don't want to just give you a whole bunch of scenarios, but like a semi-attainable feat that you know, like, is going to happen. Like, but you got to,
yeah, like, you can't because everybody's going to say this. You can't say
I'm going to break the course record.
You can't say I'll take a shot in the nuts on number one if I own the course record. No, everybody would
do that.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of those things where every single person set on the first tee, like the course record would be zero before it's all said and done with, because
like hit four hole in ones. Like
Something
that everybody would take that.
Something that is semi attainable, but doesn't, you don't get to see very often.
Sure. Sure.
So that's what we talked about in scenario. I mean, I can't say, yeah, Kyle, I'm going to birdie every par three, or I'm going to eagle every par five. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's just not – you can't do that. Yeah. I'm sorry. Can't.
So you want to start, or do you want me to start?
Yeah, because this one's easy one, and the reason being is because I'm about to contradict myself, as I would let you
go figure.
Get a running start. A running start.
Drop kick.
Like a field goal kicker, and kick the shit out of me in the nuts if I could get a hole in one. Because I just said just a minute ago that I'd rather see my team win a championship and get a hole in one, but I'd rather get kicked in the nuts if I could have a hole in one.
Oh yeah, I mean, okay.
Would you take a kick in the nuts for your team to win a championship? It's the same thing, basically, right? You know?
No, it's not, because I wouldn't do that.
Oh, I'd do that.
No, F them.
Yeah, I would do.
F them. I'm not doing that.
So just for the hole in one.
But yeah, that I.
Even if you shoot 85 and you got sore balls.
Even if I pulled a Kyle Rush and shot an 82 after having my hole in one, I would not care.
What if you have to wait to the last par three? Like, and you're like, oh,
I probably would feel better finally by then.
No, you want to get that first one. You want that first par three, and then you're just, then the adrenaline kicks in and you're not feeling it anymore.
I don't know, man. I got to think about that. Somebody asked me the other day because they heard our conversation. They heard us talking about the hole in one, and they said, what about you if you did it out there? What hole would you want to do it on? And I said, honestly, I'd like to do it on 17. I said, that thing was playing 202 that day. If not 202, it was 195, just because 202 was from the cart. And so you were off to the right a little bit. So it was at least plus 190. It was at least 190 plus whenever we hit. I said, I've told you before, I've hit him from the fairway from 140, 150, 160. I think even 170 was my furthest I've hit him from the fairway. That's not my game. Like, I was just trying to find the green on that hole. If I hit a friggin' hole in one from 190 plus, are you kidding me? You're never hearing the end of that shit. I can tell you that right now. And so I said that. I said, you know, because number two out there, I mean, you're looking at 160. It's 160, 150. So I've done that before. And you get to tee it from the fairway, and you get to tee it up on the tee. So, I mean, that's not that it's just passing by.
Like a freebie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, I mean, doing it from 200 yards or 190 to 200 yards, bro, that's in my wheel. I would love the hell out of that. I'd take a kick in the nuts in a heartbeat.
Just beat them up.
Yes, sir. Can I have another?
Yeah.
We're going to 17.
I'll take two hole in ones. I think it would be so much fun for one round. Maybe this could be considered unattainable, but it's not too far out. I would like to play around and hit every green in regulation. Whatever I score after that, it could be I may three putt. I don't know. I'm just saying, I think it would be awesome to stick it on the green 18 times. I would take a swift shot to the cods for 18 greens in regulation. Is that too far fetched?
No, because I will say, was it Fleetwood that did it, or was it Cam Smith that did it? It may have been Cam Smith in the major. He may have done that in the British Open. Somebody this past year, and it was beautiful golf to watch, they hit every green in regulation. And that's just friggin' unheard of, man.
In a major. I mean, I can't remember which one it is either.
And it was fun to watch, number one. I would love to play with somebody I may take a kick in the nuts to watch somebody that I played with hit every green in regulation.
Yeah.
Because I told you that, you know, before we kind of discussed these scenarios a little bit, and I, you know, one of the things I threw out there is I would take any birdie putt I have, I would take that. Now, it's my job to get it on the green in regulation, but I would take making birdie for any birdie putt that I may have, whether it be 90 feet or whether it be 4 feet, doesn't matter. Like, as soon as we get up there, like we did on your hole in one, as soon as we walk up, everybody pick them up. We're good. Everybody got birdie. We're good. Like, that would be awesome. So, yeah, hitting every green in regulation, especially with the way you've had some issues with putting before, but the way you and I usually putt when we're around one another, I don't know what it is. We feed off of one another. Dude, you would have a hell of a round if you hit every green in regulation.
It would be fun. I think that – how much fun would that be if you could, if you just hit and just say, all right, whatever happens from the green is on me. But, like, I just get to stick it in the middle of the – or not even necessarily in the middle, just on the green. Just hit – you just hit 18 greens. It doesn't matter where it is on the green. It could be 60 feet away, whatever. I think that would be so much fun still.
Just the scenario – this could be recency bias. And I don't know if this even went through your mind. Just what you did on 18 the other day after your ace, you hit it in the trash on the right, but you still got it up and got it on the green. Like, if you can do that and you've got a birdie putt, if you don't make it, fine. But the fact that you got it on the green from where you were was win in and of itself, because you could have easily topped it, chunked it, ended up with double, put it in the trash in front of the right side of the green.
Sure.
Whatever.
It's way more fun to hit a green than it is to hit a fairway, I think.
Which also means if you're doing every green in regulation, that means every par three, you're on the green.
Yeah, every time.
Like, you may be 90 feet from it, but you're on the green.
Yeah, give me 18 of them in a drop kick to the dong. How about that? All of it.
I love it.
Not just you get the whole package, every bit of it. I'll take it.
That just shows y'all, Kyle's more of a guy that thinks long term. I'm more of a guy that, and I'm short term. Give it to me one time, baby. That's it. I'll take my one hole in one and move on after that kick in the nuts.
Oh man, I don't even know where to go from that. I think we're just gonna go. The thing we just call it a night.
That's fantastic.
Fantastic show. A lot of fun. Sad about Tiger. Fun scenarios. We'll be back Friday. We're going to be back Friday. So y'all have a great rest of the week. Appreciate you for thanks for listening. Tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, and we are the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always
get broken in the balls,
broken in the winger.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.